Hej då.
Hi there, it's a call from Miss McLeish.
Yeah, who's calling?
Hi, Miss McLeish, it's Daniel calling from MMA Legal. How are you today?
No, not bad.
Good. I'm just calling in regards to your Scottish redress application. If you're free for 5 minutes, just for me to ask you a couple of questions.
Oh, right, okay, that's fine.
Thank you. So I just needed to know if you can remember your prior address to care, so the house that you stayed in before going into care.
Oh, listen, I went on the care when I was born, so how am I supposed to know when I went?
Oh right, okay, yeah, no, that's understandable. So I'll just
Right,
put
so
that on the
when I was
card.
two, I was battered out of baseball bats and into records. There was child sexual abuse, that's on my record. There's records of the staff restraining me, dragging other people about the home, but restraining me, police putting doors after heat, fucking all sorts, man. I need to speak to somebody face to face.
Yeah, no worries,
And the
ma'am.
woman says to me, if Natalie was supposed to be the worker because I've got FND and I can't talk to other people and I get erratic and upset
Okay,
I
Wendy,
don't know, and she's asking me
that's fine.
questions how I was born and all that, and I don't know. Do you remember back to when you were 5 and under? Probably no, so how am I supposed to remember it? And I've been let down my whole life until I met Bernardo 16 plus. My whole life I've been let down with City Council, Glasgow City Council, and now they're watching my way in a danger. It's a dangerous place because it's my partner's family and we know them inside out, and all the fact is causing animosity between the whole family and everything, all because she's using my way in as a way in. So how the fuck am I supposed to get Glasgow City Council to take care of my way in when they put me back in a bad situation?
Yeah,
Sent me back to
that
my dad's, and
would
that's
be
when all the
fine.
abuse started.
Yeah, we
While I was still
can.
under their care.
Right, no problem. I will. I'll
And
update you in 5 minutes.
I was in Beach Avenue. I think I was five. I started primary school there, so I was 5, 6. Between 4 and 6 when I went there. And I
Beach
think I was
Avenue.
there for
All
a
right,
year and
no
a half.
issue.
Beach Avenue, Paisley. I don't know if it's still there. But I was there and all when I was young, so I don't really know what's happened when I was young, but I've got a photo album that they gave me and I've still got it.
Right, no, that
Obviously
definitely
that's just
helps.
days out and birthday stuff and but you can see
Yeah.
my dad in the picture.
Yeah, right, that's absolutely fine. Obviously, I don't need to ask you anything too
Because
personal
my
today.
mind goes blank and I need to write things down. I was meant to go and see my daughter yesterday and I thought it was Monday. Is it Wednesday today?
It is, yes, it's Wednesday
But
today.
see, man, I've got my contact yesterday and I've got days mixed up. I keep talking back to front and writing things back to front and getting days mixed up. Good.
Oh, so we'll try not to worry yourself too much there.
And
If you want.
the hole in my heart, I've got a hole in my heart that I've had since I was born, which never get picked up on ever since then. They say brains usually grow out of it, and I've never grown out of it, and they only noticed it last year, and I'm due again for the operation to get it fixed, and it's put me through stress, and that's probably how it's happened in the first place, with all the years battered with baseballs, back fucking restrained in homes, police doors booted off my head, fucking all sorts, and then they wonder how I'm off my head.
Oh yeah, no, I mean they should understand a bit better there, shouldn't they? Definitely, considering all of that you've gone through
And it's
yourself.
not anything like Margaret Sweeney or Sheila or any name. It's just like the staff in the units. I think they've got overpower. Like just because they've got fucking whatever they're called, the social workers, but care staff and like residential staff, it's as if they just don't like treat you like a piece of crap.
Yeah, no.
No items. Some of them were dead nice to me. It was the fucking Stuart and Big John and Bob. Bob was all right, matter. It was just a couple of them were just pure arseholes and they come in dragging your shit after you when you're not got to bed and all that. And that's neglect. I said,
Yeah,
that happened to me in the
no,
house.
absolutely.
I've been telling. Oh my God, man. It's just. And they're contradicting. Now you say about panels. Sorry, I know you're not hearing about panels. But I see, all this is playing on my head and it's made me worse and worse and worse. And
Yeah.
it's the social workers after telling me my brush off, she was brought in care and we'll just bring her away up care and cause my partner's got a criminal history.
All right. Well, what
It's
I'll
not the
do.
social work, James, lawyer. You know, but that's what it says in the papers. Right, okay.
Listen, we're
Right, all
always
right,
here
this
for your
guy's here
support.
about the claims, not here, but that.
Yeah, we're always here to listen, Wendy. All right. If you'd like, we can give you a call back at a different date. We've got a lot of information back from some of the institutions that we've sent for
Now,
yourself.
can I can you over it now? I was just going to another one. Because I was rather not make sure of my mind of it if you've got time.
Yeah, no, we can give you a call back. Obviously, we're still waiting for a couple of things to come back
Oh, right,
from
you're
a
still
few of
waiting
your
on stuff, okay.
Yeah, just a couple of things. We've got back a couple of access request forms already, so it's well on its way. We're just waiting for two more things to come back, and then we can book you in for a formal witness statement. All right, Wendy.
Yeah, that's
So
magic, thanks.
I think that's everything that we need for today. Like I say, I'll try and locate that
You
address
sure
from Beach
my
Avenue.
mum's dad and if I text you say my mum and my dad and what addresses and all that. I don't know. My dad's dead. My mum died when 1999, so I was only 3 years old. So I don't
Yeah.
really know information and my dad was one with the historical stuff, so I just but he's reading also I can't find out about them and
Yeah, no, that's just while you're there, do you mind if I take your father's name?
my partner's name is James Ward.
Your father's name, sorry.
Yeah, it's James Ward.
Oh, James.
My partner, did you say?
No, father. The line just went
Oh, my
a bit
father,
quiet
sorry,
then. Yeah.
it's Gerald McLeish, begin with G.
Jerry, did you say?
Yes, Jerry. Gerald, well, Gerald.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate
Gerald
that.
McLeish.
Yeah, that'll just help us to locate any sort of documents that has his name on, if you know
Yeah,
what I
'cause
mean.
he was in what Beach Avenue with me, he was in Wallaceville, but he was sent to my dad's and I see the house, it was a pure tip full of junky needles and everything. They didn't even check that house before they sent me back there.
Oh goodness. I mean, it's just not good at
It's
all, is
no,
it?
it's
Just
just
go through the
I would
paperwork
never want
again.
to get like make a claim against them around, but just there the months it's been playing in my head. I could put most of that to Cara's like her account consultant account when she was 5 months old.
Yeah,
I'm not
no.
even about the money, it's just about the that's the case. I didn't even know that was happening until somebody told me. I thought, well, that's the case. I'd be as well just fucking phone and chancel it because then fucking I'm with, but I've already like go to bank and say, oh, if you've got it done for my daughter, but I'd rather have her to have a better future than I had.
Yeah, no, that's completely understandable, Wendy, really. So, I can hear that you're getting a little bit of stress with the phone call. I do just want to apologize for calling you
No,
out of the
I'm
blue.
always like I get pure social anxiety when I answer the phone and I get a bit annoyed and upset and ratty. It's a
Yeah.
FMD thing, it's putting on my head. I've not got neurology in October.
I can be the same with unknown numbers calling myself. So I can completely understand where you're coming from. So I think I've got everything I need. All right, Wendy. So I'll let you go and enjoy the rest of your day. And like I say, we'll update you as soon as we can.
Yeah, that's magic. Thank you.
All right, Wendy. No
Right,
problem.
cheers, thank you. Right,
Thank you.
bye-bye.
Take care. See you now.